Okay, seriously, who isn't glued to their phone these days, right? But what if all that convenience had a dark side? Today, we're taking a deep dive into a cybersecurity report that'll make you think twice about that next app download.
This one's about Spyland. It's malware that basically turns your Android phone into, well, an open book for hackers.
So we're talking like stealing your personal info, passwords, even banking stuff.
All of that. And get this was still active as of February 24th this year, 2025, and right there on the Google Play Store, no
The
less.
Play Store. Yikes. Okay, so this report's our source today. Spyland sounds ominous. Give us the rundown. What makes this thing so scary?
Well, it disguises itself as a harmless finance calculator app. They even called it like Finance Simplified or something.
Dude, that's what gets me. I'd totally fall for that.
Yeah.
I'm always looking for ways to, simplify my finances.
Right, and over 100,000 people downloaded it, so they weren't alone. That's how it flew under the radar for so long.
100,000 downloads. Makes you wonder how it got past those initial security checks, though, doesn't it?
They were clever. The report highlights that they used geotargeting. Specifically, they were targeting users in India.
So during those initial checks, it wouldn't even show its true colors, just looked like a normal calculator app.
Exactly, kind of like a wolf in sheep's clothing. By limiting its initial scope, it stayed hidden until it had a large user base. Then, things changed.
Oh, I bet they did. So someone in India downloads this Finance Simplified app. Then what?
That's when it reveals its true nature. The app morphs and starts pushing these shady loan apps, Credit Apple, Money Ape, that sort of thing.
Wait, so not only is it stealing data, but it's pushing people towards these potentially predatory loans? Double whammy.
Yeah, it's nasty. And the report even mentions blackmail tactics, doctored photos, threats to release fake nude images unless victims pay up.
Man, that's just messed up. It's not just about money at that point. It's about someone's whole life, their reputation. Okay, so aside from the moral outrage here, let's get technical. How does this Spyland thing actually pull all this off?
Well, it's pretty sophisticated, actually. Uses something called the WebView API and a custom command and control server, also known as a C2 server.
C2 server. Sounds like something out of a spy movie. What does that allow them to do?
Basically, control what the user sees. They can create a smoke screen while the malware is doing its dirty work in the background.
So it's a double deception, right? First the fake calculator app,
Yeah.
then these fake loan apps on top of that. Users have no clue they're being manipulated.
Exactly. They're puppets, and the hackers are pulling the strings.
Okay, but how does this WebView API fit into all of this?
Think of it like a window within the app. Through that window, they can display whatever web page they want, in this case, these fake loan apps.
Oh, I see. So the user thinks they're interacting with this loan app, but really it's all just a facade.
Yeah, and anything they type in, any information they enter, it all goes straight to the hackers.
It's like they build a fake storefront to lure people in. You think you're getting a loan, but really you're getting robbed.
And to make things even trickier, they use Amazon EC2 instances to host these malicious apps.
Why Amazon? Isn't that like a legit platform?
Exactly. It gives them an air of legitimacy, helps them bypass the scrutiny of app stores.
So they're hiding behind Amazon's reputation. Sneaky.
It is. Makes you wonder about those app store security measures, right?
Yeah, big time. This is all sounding really scary.
It is, but don't worry, we'll get into how to protect yourself a little later.
Good, because right now I'm feeling a little vulnerable. You mentioned earlier that Spyland requests access to a user's clipboard data. How does that work, and why is that such a big deal?
Oh, that's one of the most insidious features. They ask for access under the pretense of identity verification, to make it seem legit.
So they're using a common security practice as a cover for their malicious activity.
Exactly. But here's the thing. A lot of people copy sensitive info to their clipboard without even thinking about it.
Guilty as charged. Passwords, credit card numbers, it's just so convenient.
And that's exactly what makes it so dangerous. The report even includes a snippet of the code, shows how they're grabbing that data every 3 seconds.
Every 3 seconds. So even if you're super careful about the apps you download and the permissions you grant, you could still be vulnerable because of this clipboard thing.
Yep. It shows just how important it is to understand the full implications of those permissions.
Okay, so we've got this malware. It's stealing our data, pushing us towards predatory loans, even blackmailing people. Where does all this stolen data go? Who's behind all of this?
That's where the C2 server comes in. Think of it as the central hub, the brains of the operation. It's where everything gets sent: SMS messages, call logs, even a list of all the apps you've got installed.
So they're building a whole profile on you. Not just stealing bits and pieces, but getting the whole picture.
Exactly.
Any clues as to who these guys are?
There's one interesting detail in the report. The scripts in the malware's admin panel, written in Chinese.
Interesting. So we've got sophisticated malware, potentially originating from China, targeting Android users in India. This is a pretty global operation then. I'm sure our listeners are wondering right now, how do I avoid becoming a victim of this thing?
That's the million-dollar question. And it's not as complicated as you might think. First and foremost, be really careful about what you download.
Okay, so stick to the official app stores. Avoid those shady third-party websites. Got it.
Right. But even then, scrutinize those permissions. Don't just blindly click accept. Think about what they're asking for and whether it makes sense for the app.
Like, if a simple calculator app wants access to my contacts, that's a huge red flag, right?
Massive red flag. And remember, even seemingly harmless permissions can be exploited.
So basically, we all need to become digital detectives. Got to examine every app under a microscope before we let it into our phones.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Do your research. And above all, be skeptical. A healthy dose of paranoia is a good thing in the digital world.
So it's like, we have to be cybersecurity experts just to use our phones these days.
Kind of feels that way, right?
But beyond being careful about downloads and permissions, any other practical tips for staying safe?
Absolutely. Strong, unique passwords are key. And a password manager can really take the pressure off trying to remember them all.
Oh, for sure. I'm terrible with passwords. I'm like the queen of reusing the same one across every account.
Yeah, that's a recipe for disaster. But even a strong password might not be enough against something like, you know, that clipboard monitoring we talked about.
True, true. So what then? Two-factor authentication.
Bingo. It's like having a double lock on your door. It adds that extra layer of security. Even if someone gets your password, it's way harder for them to actually get in.
Smart. Makes sense. Anything else we should be doing?
Keep a close eye on those bank statements and credit card bills. Look for any funky transactions. Report them ASAP. Catching things early can save you a lot of headaches.
Good advice for everyone, really. Not just for this malware stuff.
Definitely. But going back to Spyland, what really got to you about all this?
That's a tough one. The technical side is scary. The geo-targeting is creepy. And don't even get me started on the blackmail tactics.
Yeah, it's all bad. But for me, it's the clipboard monitoring that's the real nightmare fuel.
It is pretty unsettling.
It's just so simple but effective. Like, they're preying on our convenience, you know? We all use the clipboard without even thinking about it.
It's true. It's like leaving your wallet wide open in a public place. Except we don't even realize we're doing it with this clipboard thing.
And it's happening silently in the background. Yep. Most people wouldn't have a clue their info's being stolen.
It's a good reminder that even something as basic as copy-pasting can have big consequences in the digital world.
Big time. We need to be way more aware of how all these seemingly small things can impact our security.
So it's not just about apps and permissions. It's about being aware of the whole digital ecosystem.
Exactly. And it's not about being reactive, waiting for something bad to happen. It's about being proactive.
Makes you wonder, are we putting too much faith in technology? We become kind of naive about the risks.
It's a good question. Technology makes life easier, for sure. But it also creates new vulnerabilities. We got to find that balance between convenience and security.
So we can use tech, but we can't blindly trust it to keep us safe. Our security is our own responsibility.
100%.
Okay, we've talked a lot about the technical details of Spyland, but let's zoom out for a minute. What does this case tell us about the bigger picture of mobile malware? What trends are you seeing?
Well, Spyland is a prime example of something we're seeing more and more, this blurring of lines between different types of cybercrime.
Like, it's not just about stealing data anymore. It's about financial fraud, blackmail, all mixed together.
Right. It's a whole smorgasbord of cybercrime all rolled into one nasty package.
That makes it way harder to fight, too.
Exactly. Traditional security measures aren't always enough. We need a new approach. One that considers both the tech stuff and the human factor. Because social engineering, tricking people into making bad decisions, that's a huge part of this.
It's like a game of chess where the rules keep changing all the time.
Love that analogy. We got to be thinking a few steps ahead. And a big part of that is realizing that cyber criminals are getting really good at exploiting our weaknesses.
Our trust in platforms like Amazon, our desire for convenience. They know how to push our buttons.
They do. So it's not enough just to have antivirus software and a strong password. We need to cultivate a healthy dose of skepticism.
Right. Like, if something sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Trust your gut.
Your gut is your best friend in the digital world. Don't be afraid to question things, to verify, to even say no if something feels off.
Your security is worth it.
1000%.
So we've covered a lot today, all the ins and outs of SpyLend and what it means for the future of mobile malware. But if our listeners only remember one thing, what should it be?
Don't get complacent. Even if you think you're tech savvy, these attacks are getting so sophisticated that anyone can fall victim.
So we're all potential targets, no matter how much we think we know.
I hate to say it, but yeah. We need to be vigilant, all of us. It's a shared responsibility.
And that vigilance starts with awareness, right? Understanding the threats, the tactics, and our own weaknesses.
Absolutely. We can't just sit back and be passive victims. We need to become active defenders, empowered to navigate the digital world safely and securely.
Okay, so we've been diving deep into this SpyLend malware. And honestly, it's enough to make anyone paranoid about their phone.
I get it.
But you've also given us some great tips to protect ourselves. Anything else individuals can do to really lock down their defenses?
You know, it's helpful to think about cybersecurity as like a layered approach.
Layers, okay.
Yeah, so we've talked about passwords, two-factor, being smart about permissions. But another super important layer is keeping your devices and apps updated.
Oh, right, because those updates often include patches for security holes.
Right. Exactly. Think of it like you make sure your house has solid locks, but you also got to remember to close the windows at night.
Basic, but important. What about antivirus for phones? Worth it?
Definitely worth considering. No antivirus is perfect, of course, but it's like having a guard dog. Might not catch every sneaky intruder, but it'll bark and scare a lot of them away.
Makes sense. And there are good options out there that don't cost an arm and a leg, right?
Yep. Both free and paid. Something for everyone.
Cool. You mentioned social engineering tactics earlier.
Mm.
What are some red flags our listeners should watch out for? The stuff that screams, this is a scam.
Oh, man. Cyber criminals are masters of manipulation. They play on our emotions, our fear, curiosity, even our desire to help.
So basically, don't trust every email or message that comes your way.
Especially those that are like, click this link and now W. Or download this attachment, or ELSE.
Yeah, I get a lot of those.
Yeah.
So it's not just about protecting our devices, it's about protecting ourselves from being tricked.
100%. They often rely on our trust or that sense of urgency to make us slip up.
Okay, so if something feels off, or if a request seems weird, or an offer is just too good to be true.
Trust your gut. If it smells fishy, it probably is.
If it smells fishy. I like that. We need to apply that same common sense from the real world to the digital world.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to ask questions, double check things, even just say no.
Because your security, your peace of mind, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Well, we've covered a ton of ground today, all thanks to this SpyLend report. Pretty scary stuff, but also really important to know about. If there's one big takeaway our listeners should remember, what would it be?
I think it's this. In the digital world, knowledge is your best defense. The more you understand about the threats out there, the tactics they use, and your own vulnerabilities, the safer you'll be.
So basically, stay informed, stay curious, and don't assume you're invincible.
Exactly.
Great advice. Thanks for walking us through this and for arming our listeners with the knowledge to stay safe online.
My pleasure. Remember, staying informed is the first step to staying protected.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And to our listeners, we hope this deep dive was insightful, maybe even a little eye-opening. Stay vigilant. Stay curious, and until next time, happy and safe surfing.